Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Like I always say, everybody, welcome in. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind right here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. NFL Rewind Week 17. The playoffs are here, people. Can't wait to dive into the matchups of the wild card weekend and just get you filled in on what happened in Week 17 that literally went down to the last few seconds of the NFC game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. And who would have thunk it? The New England Patriots really found a way to lose to the freaking Miami Dolphins. Are you kidding me with that one? The Green Bay Packers got out of the gates extremely slowly against the Detroit Lions, the Lie-Downs, as the Dorfman likes to call them. But you know what? They found a will. They found a way. You know what? They've won ugly all season long, and that's what continued for the Green Bay Packers to go 13-3 and nail down the number two seed in the NFC after the 49ers do win, and they have the number one seed. Saints, the number three seed? Are you kidding me? The Eagles do get the four seed, so a 9-7 team in the NFC East. So that's not as extremely bad as we thought it would be at one point in time. And wow, the Chiefs stealing that second spot because of the Patriot loss. So a ton of things to dive into here on the NFL Rewind Week 17 style. I honestly can't believe the NFL playoffs are here, people. Wow. Awesome stuff. I can't wait to dive into it. All right, get at me again, Dorf on Sports. That's how you can do it on Twitter. Phone number 1-800-878-7529. It is the NFL Rewind Week 17 right here with the Dorf Man on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Give yourself the gift of great sleep through the holidays on the world's only mattress with the Purple Grid and get a free premium gift bundle to complete your Purple sleep set when you text SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888. Data rates may apply.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Russ takes the shotgun snap. Work steps up. Got running room. 15, 10, 5. He's going to go in. Touchdown, Seahawks.
First down and goal, San Francisco from the 1. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak. Surges ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Play action off of this on 2nd and 7. And they get to him. And they do so by bringing Williams. And then the ball comes out. And picking it up is Buckner. And we've got a San Francisco touchdown to Forrest Buckner. Great football awareness.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind Week 17. The final week of the regular season in the books. Here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, follow me on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Like the fan page on Facebook as well, at Dorf on Sports. Unbelievable stuff, man. We saw it all. We really did. And we literally saw things go down to the wire. San Francisco and the Seahawks, that game did not disappoint. Let me go through the final scores, speaking of which, and we'll start there with that one. 49ers 26, Seahawks 21, a late effort from the Seahawks, a pass from Russell Wilson down to the end of the, right in front of the end zone, man, literally like a half a yard. That thing doesn't get in. 49ers take over on downs. They push the ball up a couple of yards. And the game is over, man. And this is crazy because you go from a one seed to looking at what they're going to be running into in the playoffs. It's unbelievable. Like, it's crazy. And I'll just take you through the seeding real quick to get you understanding what I'm saying here. The magnitude of that loss for the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, so your number one seed is the San Francisco 49ers, who have a 13-3 record. The number two seed, Green Bay Packers, 13-3. New Orleans Saints, 13-3. That's your three seed, okay? Four seed, because they win their division, is the Philadelphia Eagles, who do finish the season. And let me tell you something. Amazing job, seriously, by Doug Peterson. I don't think that Carson Wentz had a full arsenal to play with on offense all season long, man. So kudos goes to Doug Peterson. Kudos goes to Carson Wentz for figuring things out and getting the Philadelphia Eagles into the playoffs when the Dallas Cowboys, everybody on paper thought they were way more talented. And quite frankly, I also feel that way. But you know what? Big difference here. Coaching. Doug Peterson, way better than Jason Garrett. Flat out, bottom line. So the Eagles are your number four seed by way of winning that division. The number five seed is the Seahawks because they have an 11-5 record. And then your number six seed is the Minnesota Vikings, who kind of fell apart a little bit at the end of the season, to be honest with you, losing to the Packers. Then they lose to a Chicago Bear team that's going absolutely nowhere. And so let me get you through the scores real quick, and then I'll give you the AFC picture as far as the playoffs go. Jets beat the Bills 13-6. Again, relatively meaningless football game for the Bills, so I understand them not putting out a pretty good effort there. Bengals beat the Browns 33-23. Freddie Kitchens loses his job. Look, man, this just went bad right away. They weren't going to live up to that hype. I can't wait to break all things down in the NFL when I go through all the teams, how I like to think about all the different questions and answers and what you have to look forward to next season or potentially in the postseason, obviously. But the Bengals win, beat the Browns 33-23. Packers 23-20 over the Lions. And I'll tell you what, Packers got out of the gates abysmally. Like, that was one of the worst efforts I've ever seen. Extremely embarrassing. I wonder what Matt LaFleur said during the halftime. He probably said, listen, guys, this is the lie downs. We're playing for potentially a number one seed in the playoffs all the way through, and we know how tough of a task it is to go through Lambeau, the frozen tundras there in Green Bay. So I'm telling you what, man. Unbelievable season for the Green Bay Packers when you think about it. Rookie coach for them coming in there, making all kinds of records and just having a lot of success. The offense never really got clicking. We'll see if it does during the postseason. 23-20, the Packers find a way to go 13-3, beating the Lions. 6-2 on the road, 7-1 at home, 13-3 all over the place. Lions, lots of questions, man. What the hell do they do with Matt Patricia? What the hell do they do with their quarterback situation? I can't wait to get into this. Chargers go down to the Chiefs, and that was huge. Chiefs do get that number two seed because of the Patriots' loss to the Dolphins, which is bizarre, crazy. Fitzmagic, man. That's all I can say. Fitzmagic there. Chiefs 31, Chargers 21. 31-21, Chiefs get that victory. Bears 21-19 over the Vikings. Dolphins 27-24 over the Patriots. And I think, again, the theme from the Dorfman has been a lot about the passing of the torch, the changing of the guard in the AFC, especially with Patrick Mahomes, with Lamar Jackson, with Deshaun Watson. So, and then obviously Tom Brady, the old man, and the way that they finished the season had a chance to be having a bye, and they don't get it. This is a different situation for the Patriots. I'll be interested to see how they deal with the adversity moving forward in the playoffs. All right, Falcons beat the Buccaneers in overtime. That was a wild one. And Jameis Winston, what the hell is that guy smoking? Like, seriously, first guy in NFL history, 30 passes for touchdown, 30 passes for interception. Guy thinks he's worth $30 million. Look, Dorfman can do some quick math here. The bottom line is this guy thinks he's worth about $1 million per interception or a million dollars per touchdown, however you want to look at this. But the two of them don't mix is the point. And you know what? He'll be lucky to be sticking around in Tampa. That's my thought. All right, Saints, really impressive. They might be the most impressive after week 17, them or the 49ers, to be honest with you, because that was a nice win on the road. 42-10 over the Panthers. And man, oh man, we thought they might get rid of Cam Newton, but after further review, maybe you want to hang on to that guy because Kyle Allen can't get it done. And obviously, it's not as bright as you thought it once was there for him and the Panthers. Cowboys, they showed up, but a little bit too little too late here. 47-16, big-time victory for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, 4 touchdowns. Pay that guy. Pay Amari Cooper. Pay everybody and get a new coach. Get rid of Jason Garrett. That's my thought. Broncos, 16-15 over the Raiders, who had an unbelievably bad finish to their season. Got out of the gates pretty well. Finished terribly. Rams beat the Cardinals 31-24, and thank God for that. That would have been embarrassing if you lose to the Cardinals, who honestly not much better than last year. I know the record winds up being a little bit better, but ultimately relatively the same result. Jaguars 38-20 over the Colts. Somewhat surprising how the Colts finished the year. They also got out of the gates relatively well. Ravens 28-10. Can't beat them no matter who's playing. Robert Griffin doesn't make a difference if he's the QB or obviously Lamar Jackson. They just get it done, obviously, with their rushing attack, and the tight ends are unbelievable. Titans 35-14. They played their way into the postseason. What an unbelievable job by Ryan Tannehill carrying that team on his back. Derrick Henry, the dude is awesome. Over 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 32 carries. Talk about a beast-like game. That was it. And speaking of beast, beast mode was back for the Seahawks, but not enough. 49ers, once again, 26-21. And they happen to be your number one seed in the NFC throughout. All right, on the other side, Baltimore's your one seed. Kansas City, the 2 seed. Patriots, 3, 4 seed. Houston, 5 seed is the Buffalo Bills, 6 seed Tennessee Titans. So unbelievable stuff, man. Playoffs are here. Week 17 is in the books. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. NFL Rewind. I'm the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf, and this is the world famous Sports Overnight America.
Instead of having it near midfield, Cleveland begins from the 20. Going right to left, down 10-0. Jetka snaps it. Mayfield fumble on the exchange, and Lawrence Guy comes up with it for the Patriots. Third lost fumble by Cleveland. Mayfield on the mesh with Nick Chubb. This coughing it up to the Patriots.
This might be one of the most dumbest.
We've got a locker room full of disappointment right now, which we should have. That's not the way we want to be represented. We lost our discipline, we lost our composure. But it's one game, and we're going to be tested. Adversity, you take adversity and you either run together, run toward each other, or you run away. And I think we've got a bunch of guys who are going to run toward each other, and we're going to be fine. It's one game. I don't care how it counts on the scoreboard, but each game counts one time, and that's the way we're going to approach it. So I'm sure you guys have some questions, so I'll let you roll with them.
This is Sports Overnight America.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg, got the football, gives to Henry, big hole. 25-yard line, 20, cut left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown Titans. 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the 1 and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that in. Plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. 99 yards for the touchdown.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Talk to the hand.
That's right, baby. Talk to the hand. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind, Week 17 style. It's all over, the regular season, and now we are on to the postseason. The playoffs are here. It is Sports Overnight America. Thank you for hanging out with me as you do each and every Sunday. I come to you live, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I go into the wee hours of the night. Can always follow me. Hang out with me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Follow me and obviously like the fan page on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports as well. And man, oh man, talk about a performance. Derrick Henry. The Titans, in general, just gutsy. And thinking about what kind of a performance he had when the guy's a little banged up, supposedly a bad hip, 32 carries, 211, three touchdowns. Are you kidding me? And Ryan Tannehill, what can we say about that guy? Amazing how he got this team to just jump on his back. And I'll tell you the play. I'm telling you right freaking now, the play that got his team on his back. If you didn't watch this team much throughout the year, this one play is the play that changed the way that this team felt about Ryan Tannehill. Well, he got intercepted one week. And you know what? He never gave up on the play. Not only did he get intercepted, the guy's running the ball back, and he comes out of nowhere and just decks this guy and makes the play, saving a touchdown. And that's the kind of play that you make as a quarterback when you make a mistake in throwing that interception and never giving up on the play. You know what? Your team doesn't give up on you either. And I'll tell you what, fantastic job from the Tennessee Titans to make the playoffs. Unbelievable. Kudos to them. And too bad for the Steelers. Great job of coaching from Mike Tomlin. All right, I want to go through what I kind of saw from each and every team. And then obviously I'll get into what I think potentially could happen in Wild Card Weekend, as we will have that Saturday. It starts Saturday, January 4th. Bills will play the Texans. That's one of the matchups. Really good matchup there, man. I'm going to lean a little bit toward the Bills, at least in my head, just thinking about it because of that tough defense. But D. Watt and D. Hop, are you kidding me? That is dangerous. Titans will be playing the Patriots. And I'll tell you what, like I've talked about, this could be the time that we see the passing of the torch. Tom Brady and the fellas are going to have to win three tough ball games to get to the Super Bowl. Don't usually have to do that. Vikings will play these are the Sunday games, by the way. AFC's on Saturday, NFC's on Sunday. Vikings will play the Saints. That's another matchup, a great matchup, a rematch of these two teams. Think of all the bad things that have happened to the Saints. I think they might have a good showing that time. Kind of like them a lot, to be quite honest with you. Vikings, Delvin Cook, I don't know if he's totally 100%. I love the Saints in this game. Eagles and Seahawks. Wow. All of a sudden, that's a little bit more interesting because the Eagles are playing at home. And the Seahawks are extremely banged up. We'll get into those matchups. We'll dissect them a little bit later here in the program. But I'm going to go through the good, the bad, the ugly, like I always do. Again, I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, Week 17 style. Regular season's in the books. It's Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, will continue doing the NFL Rewind throughout the playoffs. And I'll never stop doing Sports Overnight America after that. So we're not going anywhere. Get used to it, people. I know you have choices, and I do appreciate you choosing me. Let's go through some of the teams and what I'm thinking. Jets finished the year 7-9. Finished the season relatively well, to be quite honest with you, the way that Sam Darnold finished. I think they were, I'm going to just go off the top of my head, something like 5-2, maybe 6-2 to finish the season, to be honest with you, in the last eight games. Think they really figured things out. Question marks to me, Le'Veon Bell, obviously, coaching situation. Do you like it there? Are you sold on Sam Darnold? A lot of questions, obviously. Bills, I like the direction. There's not a lot to say about them other than I like the direction. Josh Allen will continue to grow. Definitely continue to grow. Bengals, they got to figure a lot of things out, man. Andy Dalton knows it. He sees the writing on the wall. I'm sorry, but you got to go after a quarterback, and you don't blow this thing. You go after Joe Burrow for crying out loud. Look at the performance that dude had. So I don't give a rat's what it says on people's draft board about Chase Young or somebody else. Joe Burrow is the can't-miss, don't-miss guy for the Bengals moving forward. Andy Dalton's best days are behind him. Browns, you didn't live up to the hype. Freddie Kitchens is gone after 1 year of going 6-10 with you. By the way, Bengals 2-14, Bills 10-6 on the year. So those are all your records of all these teams that I've gone through so far. But the Browns, I knew this wasn't going to work out well. I flat out knew it wasn't going to work out well. I don't like Baker Mayfield. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield. I didn't like Freddie Kitchens from the get-go. And now they got rid of him, so they didn't like him either. This was a disaster waiting to happen. Packers, I like the direction. I like the direction. 13-3. The offense hasn't figured themselves out all season long. Get some more playmakers for Aaron Rodgers. People think the guy's lost it. I don't think he's completely lost it. Okay, you don't just completely lose it. Has he lost something? Absolutely. But give him some weapons and let's see if there's something left in the tank. Lions, you got all kinds of questions. Matt Patricia, what do you do with the quarterback? Matty Stafford, you spent a ton of money on this guy. Your running game is a disaster. Your defense has more holes than Swiss cheese. Where can I stop? I'll never finish what I'm talking about the Detroit Lions. Things weren't so bad when you had Jim Caldwell. That's all I'm going to say. That's seriously all I'm going to say. Chargers, you are a complete disappointment. I think that started with Melvin Gordon, the way that he got out of the gates, not coming back, obviously, to start the season the way that he should. Phillip Rivers, a year older, you could see it. This guy, man, oh, man, emotional after week 17 when he winds up losing. Very emotional. So interested very interested to see what direction the Chargers go moving forward. Chiefs, I love the direction with them. I really do. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, the offense, it's unbelievable. If they really find that defense, look out. Look out, because they could be a team for years. I think the Bears, push comes to shove here, and everything being said, I think that maybe what you saw a year ago, the really good year, was maybe a year or two early. What you saw this year wasn't as big of a step back as you may have thought it was at one point. I think you got to just pump the brakes, see what you got in Mitchell Trubisky is what I'm saying. Vikings, I like them, but I do think they're missing something, and I don't trust Kirk Cousins as far as I can throw the guy, for crying out loud. So Falcons, was this just one of those down years? Will they rebound? I don't think they've quite figured things out or gotten that hangover from the Super Bowl when they lost to the Patriots the way that they did. Obviously, 28-3 lead for the Falcons. Buccaneers, Jameis Winston, BA, you got all kinds of questions. They've got a great receiving core. So with that being said, you just got to think that if Jameis Winston, like he said, in a weird way, if he can figure out how to cut down some of his mistakes, man, oh, man, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't think they're all that far away from actually being a relatively decent football team. All kinds of weapons on the offensive side. Perriman also has now made himself a weapon. Evans, I'm telling you, look out, because if he can figure it out, and not throw a bunch of interceptions, Tampa Bay could be a team to be reckoned with next year. All right, we'll finish it up when I come back on the good, bad, ugly, and then talk about the wild card weekend. It's the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Here's the snap to Trubisky. Nice clean pocket, going deep for Allen Robinson, over the shoulder, making the catch, touchdown! Touchdown Bears! What a throw by Mitch Trubisky! 12-0, Bears lead the Lions!
Darnold rips it right. Crowder's got it. Touchdown, Jets.
Hodges in the shotgun on 2nd and 7. He wants to throw. Pocket coming in. His pass is complete and then knocked down. Loose ball at the 40-yard line. Still in play. And the Ravens recover it at the 35-yard line. Coming up with a loose ball is Marlon Humphrey.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind. Week 17 of the NFL Rewind. I cannot honestly believe I'm talking NFL playoffs here. Unbelievable. Sports Overnight America, everybody, get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Also, check out the fan page on Facebook and like it, Dorf on Sports as well. Unbelievable, unbelievable stuff in the NFL. The NFC, literally number one seed, went all the way down to just the last few seconds of the Seahawks and the 49ers. 49ers make a defensive stand. And you know what? Maybe that's just a sign of how special of a year it's been for them, thinking about what they've done. First time that they're the number one seed. Since 1997, if the Dorf Man is not mistaken. So that's pretty crazy stuff. Let me give you the playoff team's chances to win the Super Bowl as far as Vegas is thinking. Okay? Or the so-called experts, people that supposedly know what they're talking about. And I don't think there's a lot of surprises with number one, the Ravens, 36%. Chiefs, 22%. 49ers, 19%. Saints, 7%. Packers, 6%. Patriots, 5%. Vikings, 2%. Eagles, 1%. Texans, 1%. Seahawks, Titans, and Bills, all also 1% chance, as far as people think, for these teams to win the Super Bowl. But that does sound like a 49ers-Ravens matchup in the Super Bowl. Which, if you remember, they did play during the regular season, and that was one hell of a football game. So I wouldn't be terrified, or I'm sorry, not terrified, I wouldn't be terribly upset, is what I meant to say, if that were the case. As we know, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, huge Green Bay Packer fan. Do I want them to get there? Absolutely. Do I think it's possible? Why not? Why not? All right, before I get into talking a little bit about what I want or what I think, and not necessarily what I want, what I think will happen wildcard weekend next week, I do want to get into some of my good, bad, ugly of what I'm thinking for certain teams throughout the NFL. We'll finish this off. Saints, I love them. Anytime you got Drew Brees, you're going to do just fine. We'll see how long he sticks around. Obviously, nice weapons for them. With Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. And by the way, he's gotten it going a little bit, so that is probably a good thing for them going into the postseason. Panthers, I don't know. I think they got to really reevaluate. What are you going to do with Cam Newton moving forward? I think you probably bring him back one more year if the guy's healthy and you see what you got with him, to be quite honest with you. Redskins, you got to give it time. And the question is how much time are you going to give it? Dwayne Haskins showed some signs here and there. Case Keenum obviously is not going to be the answer for you long term. So you need to find out what you got in Dwayne Haskins probably next season if you're the Redskins. Cowboys, all kinds of questions, man. What do you do with Dak? What do you do with Amari? What do you do with Jason Garrett? What do you do with that defense that always winds up letting you down? The offense should be way better than it is. How do you keep Ezekiel Elliott happy in the backfield? Again, man, Michael Gallup, can he come? Can he wind up being the number one receiver there? Or do you have a really nice 1-2 with him and Amari Cooper? So again, man, all kinds of questions with Dallas, but I do think you need to move on from Jason Garrett. That's my ultimate decision. That's my thought. And we'll see if Jerry has the guts to finally let Jason Garrett be rid of his duties of being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Raiders, well, John Gruden's got a lot of time, and you know what? They started the year out pretty well. So we'll see if they can figure things out, put it together. But again, man, tough division for them when you have the Kansas City Chiefs and you're going to be looking at Patrick Mahomes and that real dynamic offense week, for many, many years to come. Broncos, they got all kinds of problems. I'm wondering what you do with John Elway, to be quite honest there. What do you do with the quarterback situation? Although they seem to, you know, have found a little something there with that Lock guy. But again, I'm one of those guys that says there when there's problems that are really, really big, you have to really find the root of the problems. And just because John Elway was a really good football field, a good football player on the football field, doesn't mean he's going to be that guy making great decisions from up above. Cardinals, I know that everybody here thinks that like things are so much better and that you found your guy in Kyler Murray. I'm not sold, man. I'm just not sold. He looks so small out there. Cliff Kingsbury, I know people are real high on him and felt like he turned the corner throughout the season. Again, man, I think he's cocky. I think he's arrogant. I think he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and I think that that's pretty dangerous unless your name is Bill Belichick, quite frankly. So Cardinals got to figure out what they're doing with David Johnson. I think the writing's on the wall. I think his days are numbered. I think you're going to move forward with Kenyon Drake. I really do. He's shown that he's hungry, has a desire to play football. Larry Fitzgerald, that's always going to be a question until it's no longer a question. It kind of reminds me of Brett Favre, but he's not holding them hostage by any means. But a guy, like I'm saying, that could play for many, many years past his prime and still be able to probably help out your team and put up pretty good numbers. And that's how I'm comparing the two guys. Eagles, look, weapons, man. A lack thereof for Carson Wentz all year long. Great job from Doug Peterson. Let's see if they found something in another running back, this Scott guy now, as Sanders got hurt. We'll see how big that is for them in the postseason. But no weapons, limited options for him to throw the ball to. I don't know. I'm kind of questioning where the Eagles are. I'm kind of questioning where the whole NFC East is in general. Giants, Daniel Jones, a lot of questions still about this kid moving forward, quite frankly. We know what you got in Saquon Barkley, man. A dynamic, unbelievable running back that is just going to be incredible for years as long as he can stay healthy. Wide receivers were injured all year for the Giants, so that was a lot of trouble there. Colts, things got bad when Andrew Luck called the quits before the season, and Jacoby Brissett did okay early. Frank Reich did a good job. Like you have to give them credit for a little bit, but you know what? When you don't have talent, you just don't have talent. Injuries also hit them. T.Y. Hilton, and then Marlon Mack had trouble staying on the field too. Jaguars, same deal, man. A lot of injuries, but the quarterback, you put a lot of money in Nick Foles, and right now there's more holes in Nick Foles than answers. Ravens, I love what they're doing. I really do. Steelers, Mike Tomlin is a great coach. He'll figure out a way to make them competitive no matter what. Titans, hey, do you believe in Ryan Tannehill? I guess that's the question moving forward. You got a great running game with Derrick Henry. Really good wide receivers. A.J. Brown leading the way for them. I actually like the Titans, man. I think that's a pretty good football team moving forward. Texans, same thing, man. D. Watt, D. Hop, I love those guys. Really do. J.J. Watt coming back, you got to like that. And you know what? There's talent there. There really is. Niners, I like them moving forward too, man. Jimmy G, maybe he's the real deal. We'll find out how he does in the postseason. Seahawks, they've always been about Russell Wilson, man. Dude is so talented. Running game, that's going to be the question for them in the postseason, at least in my humble opinion, moving forward. And let's continue that conversation real quickly in the last few minutes. And again, I do appreciate you hanging out with me each and every Sunday as the Dorfman comes to you live starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time into the wee hours of the evening or the morning or the afternoon, whatever it is for you, wherever you are, as you can check me out anywhere in the world on Sirius XM Channel 211. Doing the Sports Overnight America program, which I absolutely love. World famous Sports Overnight America. All right, Bills and Texans. I think that's a great matchup. Really do. Two good defenses. J.J. Watt coming back. That'll give them some inspiration. Bills are going to have to be able to figure out a way for Josh Allen to make enough plays. John Brown, Beasley, those guys are going to have to step up. Running game, Singletary, he's going to have to step up. Old man Frank Gore is going to have to put in some work. That's going to be a fun game. Really is. Points are going to come at a premium. That's what I think in that game. Really going to be fun to watch, though. Titans, Patriots, man, oh, man. I think the Patriots are going down. It's just a matter of when. Does it happen to the Titans and Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and A.J. Brown? Like, do they get the job done at Foxborough, in Foxborough, at Gillette Stadium? Maybe not, but will they be pushed? You know what? I think the Patriots get pushed. And again, I won't be surprised if I'm talking to you next week about the Titans playing the next week and the Patriots being done and we continue the conversation about the passing of the torch, like I've been talking about somewhat as a theme all season long as we are getting ourselves into a new decade, which, by the way, again, man, won't be coming to you till 2020, which is crazy, man. New decade. We'll keep bringing it to you as hardcore as I always do, because that's just the way the Dwarf Man rolls. But continuing this conversation, those were the AFC games. Sunday games, real quickly. Vikings and Saints, this is going to be a dogfight. But in this dogfight, I kind of like the Saints, man. They're playing at home. The Vikings have been a little bit banged up here late in the season. Dalvin Cook, will he be 100%? Probably not. Probably going to give it a go. As we know, man, it's the postseason. You got to do what you got to do, and you got to play if you can. I mean, if your leg isn't broken, if your arm isn't broken, if it's not falling off, you're probably going to see these guys on the football field. And obviously, a little extreme there. But Kirk Cousins, I don't trust him. Drew Brees, I absolutely trust him. Kamara, Michael Thomas, too many damn weapons for Drew Brees, and the Saints will be advancing, I think. Seahawks and Eagles, this is going to be good, man. This is going to be better than people think. I think the Eagles have really shown me the guts, the heart of a champion, even when their back has been up against the wall and they haven't had the amount of talent that the other guys have had on the football field. They've shown a way and a will to go out there and compete and perform and obviously get themselves into the postseason. So kudos for that from the Eagles. Seahawks, Russell Wilson, man, just put an S on this guy's chest or a cape on his back, if you will, because that's what this dude does, man. He puts his team on his back. He figures out ways to give guys opportunities to make plays like Tyler Lockett. So I expect him to come up big for them in the postseason if they're going to be able to get past the Eagles. And they're going to have to figure out a running game. That's what they're going to have to do. Anyways, I know I got to take a break. Come back and wrap things up the way the Dwarf Man does for you right here on the NFL Rewind Week 17 style. I can't believe it. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Rodgers alone to the shotgun. Jamal Williams wide to the right. Three receivers bunch to the left. Jimmy Graham slot right side. Snap. Rodgers looking. Pump fakes. Now still looking under pressure. Throws it right side of the end zone. Is it caught? It is caught in the back line of the end zone for a touchdown. A sensational play to Jamal Williams. My goodness.
So 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, the Rams have third and goal from the six, and Goff is going to drop into the shotgun.
Three receivers to his right. Cooks isolated left. Here's the snap. Here's the throw. It's Cook again at the goal line, crossing right to left. His second score, a career high, 11 receptions, and the Rams take the lead. With 12:48 to go in regulation, 16-13 LA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody, coming at you for the final time here. Week 17 of the NFL Rewind, completely in the books for the season. The postseason is now upon us. Can't wait to be talking to you about playoff football next week right here on the NFL Rewind at Sports Overnight America. Can obviously check out the Dorf Man locally in Phoenix, Arizona, 88.7 The Pulse, pulseradio.fm. Check me out 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locally in Phoenix, Arizona. That's Arizona time. And then, obviously, always check out the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition here on Sirius XM Channel 211, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I come to you late night, Sunday night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, into the wee hours of the night. And a lot of Dorf Man for you. A special edition of the Dorf on Sports Show coming up here in just a little bit. And then more Dorf Man coming with you in the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. But I'm going to leave you with this, man. NFL playoff football is here, and the Dorf Man will be talking to you about it next week right here on the NFL Rewind. For Scott, I'm the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf, saying peace. This has been Sports Overnight America.